USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Nevada presidential caucuses are set for tomorrow. The Democratic candidates, including frontrunner Bernie Sanders, are doing last-minute campaigning, with the exception of Michael Bloomberg, who's not on the Nevada ballot tomorrow. He's concerned that Sanders might end up winning the nomination.
If we choose a candidate who appeals to a small base like Senator Sanders, it will be a fatal error.
While in an exclusive CBS interview, Bernie Sanders again said he's concerned about Bloomberg trying to buy the Democratic nomination.
I am worried about an unprecedented amount of money being spent on a campaign.
A top Taliban military leader and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are both confirming that the U.S. and the Taliban plan to sign a peace deal on February 29th if a week-long reduction in violence holds. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Some intelligence officials are sounding a warning that Russia is continuing its efforts to interfere with the 2020 presidential election. At a briefing last week, congressional lawmakers were reportedly told part of that effort is focused on getting President Trump reelected. The president was reportedly furious about the classified briefing given to Congress, but former CIA Director John Brennan says everyone involved was simply doing their job.
You need to carry out your responsibilities with the greatest integrity and honesty and let the chips fall where they may. I would tell them not to go to the door, not to leave, continue to do their work the best they can.
Brennan spoke on MSNBC. Republican Congressman Doug Collins is shooting down speculation that he might be nominated as the next director of national intelligence. The president's called Collins a possible candidate, but the Georgia lawmaker is saying this morning it's not a job that interests him at this time. And you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The controversy continues over whether to remove the bust of Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest from the Tennessee State Capitol. Lawmakers and others debated the issue before the Tennessee Capitol Commission yesterday. Democratic State Representative Harold Love Jr. said that the bust of the former slave trader belongs in a state museum, so it can be appreciated as history. Others called the bust of the suspected early leader of the KKK a symbol of hate and division. In New York City, the jury in the trial of disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein wants a readback of testimony from one of his accusers, the actress accusing him of raping her in the 1990s. The jury's been very active since getting the case, requesting a blueprint on Weinstein's Lower Manhattan apartment, a clarification to the 5 sex crime charges he faces, and readbacks from other witness testimony as well. Cy Sperling, the founder of Hair Club for Men, has died. The Bronx-born Sperling became a household name after starring in commercials for his company in the 1980s. His famous catchphrase at the end of every ad:
"And remember, I'm not only the Hair Club president, but I'm also a client."
Sperling went on to become kind of a celebrity, making appearances on late-night talk shows and even once on Saturday Night Live. Cy Sperling was 78. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.